Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 27th day in July on a Thursday. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through the back half of your work week. We're going to start in Mexico, where if you pay taxes, you probably use the website of the Servicio de Administración Tributaria, or if you live in Chile, the Servicio de Impuestos Internos. Both of these organizations have websites that aid their nationals and the respective countries to pay taxes, but if you do, be very careful. And if either of these sites prompt you to download a tool to help you in your tax-paying endeavors, do not download the tool. It is a scam. There is a Mexico-based cybercrime group called Fenix, and they are copying these websites, mirroring them, sending users to those websites, and then downloading a tool which they use to gain access to your computer network. Now, it appears the group is just selling access to your victim computer for other cyber criminals, but these organizations, tax organizations, have very sensitive data. You have very sensitive data, and so you need to protect that by making sure A, you're on the correct website, and B, that you're not downloading any tools from your tax website, because the tax website should not be asking you to do so. We're going to move from Central America all the way to the UK, where on the 18th of July, last week, there were many UK customers who, because of an IT outage, could not get ambulances. The National Health Service had a supplier known as Ortivus, and Ortivus said that they had an unspecified cyber attack that disallowed their UK-based entities from accessing data center-hosted elements. What that means is that the ambulances in the UK that were trying to access patient records to better help serve and save lives couldn't access patient records, which meant that in some cases the ambulance was underwhelmingly unable to serve those patients. And this is very problematic because not only does it mean that in real time those ambulances could not effectively do their job, but also because we don't know if any of the data in those hosted data centers was exposed to a criminal in this quote-unquote attack. Again, we don't know exactly the nature of the attack. We do know that patient records are incredibly sensitive, and if they were exposed, could include things like email addresses, phone numbers, conditions, treatments, things people would want very private that could be used to blackmail them or, at a minimum, really embarrass them or change their lives. And also, it means that criminals would have details needed to commit fraud against those individuals. So again, the National Health Service uses a third party, in this case a Swedish healthcare IT firm, Ortivus, who had an attack that impacted ambulances, highlighting the interconnected nature of our world, and where attacks on a company you've probably never heard of could result in you not receiving the optimal care in an ambulance. We're going to stay in the UK and yet another third party. In the UK, the Swiss tourist organization has an issue where they had to cancel all appointments for getting visas. Now, if you're in the UK and you happen to be Swiss, you need a tourist visa to transit to and from specific countries. Those appointments for your visa are very hard to get, sometimes months in advance. And if you have to travel to an office for that appointment, you need to schedule a hotel. So when this week, TLS Contact, the third party that the Swiss government uses, had a, quote, IT incident impacting its London, Manchester, and Edinburgh centers, it's a big deal for people who are trying to travel, take holiday, etc. And because of this delay, a lot of travel plans are being canceled. And so it really shows that third parties and reliance on them can be a hindrance. Because while it might be simple of, hey, yes, this week you had an appointment, it's canceled, reschedule, many appointments from all kinds of different areas of the world in this sort of visa approving element are booked all the way until the end of August. So if you have an emergency, you need to go visit family, etc., you're unable to do so, and all because a third party had a cybersecurity incident. And in theory, the government should be responsible for all of its IT, but in this case, they've offloaded that risk to a third party, a company called TLS Contact. Now, it's unclear exactly what this quote-unquote IT incident is. We don't have any details. It could be something simple and not necessarily a cyber attack. But this is yet another organization that has your very sensitive data. Name, address, date of birth, physical records. All the things that a criminal would need to impersonate you, commit fraud against you, etc. And so there's a lot of work to be done in ensuring that third parties have adequate data protection and IT management procedures to ensure that not only can you get a visa when you need it, following the established protocols, but that the data that you trust those companies with is kept safe. And all these talks about third parties and breaches and cyber attacks has some governments very concerned that organizations within their countries aren't doing enough to ensure cybersecurity is adequate. So the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, has approved in a 3-2 vote new cybersecurity rules that require companies in the United States, which includes foreign companies doing business in the United States, by the way, to report any cyber incident that is determined to be quote-unquote material within 4 days. Now, what's interesting here is that 4-day period starts not when the cyber attack or incident happened, but when the company realized or understood that it was a material impact to the company. You could have unauthorized access that is remediated that never manifests in an actual incident, not necessarily a reportable offense under these rules, but as soon as data is stolen that has an impact on your company, you would be required to report it. So a lot of organizations have a lot of catching up to do in terms of how their incident response teams both monitor, detect, and respond to cybersecurity incidents. And that includes, again, foreign companies doing business in the United States. So in theory, we're going to see a lot more cybersecurity incidents, not because there's more happening, but because companies are now mandated to report those incidents that may have been kept on the quote-unquote down low in the past. This is good news because it allows consumers to better understand the cybersecurity impact of their data, companies they may or may not choose to do business with based on how secure they are being, based on number of times they report cybersecurity incidents. But the rules also, interestingly, and this will have a material impact in terms of financing on many organizations, the rules include a requirement for an annual report of processing and assessing and managing cyber risk. So in other words, the SEC is saying that you must disclose what you are doing to manage cyber risk as a whole, not just report incidents when they happen to your organization. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great one. We will see you bright and early on Monday. So until then, stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to an 11-year-old grand champion of the Bedford Fair. Jackson Brahman competed in Wednesday's Junior Market Steer Competition, earning the title grand champion for his outstanding dedication to animal husbandry, in this case, with the best steer of the entire fair. So, to you, Jackson Brahman, a sincere tip of the cap for your dedication to wildlife, to ensuring that those jobs, those elements of life crucial to things like food and the history and rich culture of the earth continue. A sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on animal husbandrying.